Absolutely, absolutely fantastic Saturday morning. Well, looking on my left-hand side, our not a very special guest, co-presenter of the show this morning. A warm welcome to the brother, of course, Chidi. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Awesome, awesome. You know, each time I see you, Nelly, you know, it just gives me joy. My Saturday morning is looking great.
Oh, Thank you so much. Talking about looking great, my friend, I got to tell you, you know, sometimes when you see certain people dressing up, you often look, oh, that looks nice. And somebody once said to me, Lenny, they do look nice. It's not them, it's the clothes. You're looking very well and dapper this morning, should I say?
You know, just especially for you.
For me?
And somebody else. I'm also going for a Holy Communion.
Of course.
So, twins.
So when selecting, going in the wardrobe, and you do you have to look at the weather outside and say, this is the proper attire to dress for today?
You know what? I was thinking, I'm coming to the studio. I want to come and dance. I want to come and bubble. And really, I wanted to wear white. For the occasion. But I thought, you know what? I've got to get a compromise. This is really important. I'm so happy to be here.
Love the colors. Love that looking good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, of course, having in conversation and discussing about the survey report and future strategy for black men in the community. Our guest, of course, the very, very delightful man, Mr. Chidi, right here in the studio. Of course, for those listening, just a brief, if you can. Who is Chidi and Afro? What is it all about that you are involved in the community?
Thank you so much. First of all, I just want to say thank you to Luton Urban Radio for the opportunity to be here. You know, a big shout out to Wayne and Lady Empress.
Absolutely.
You know, giving them a thumbs up for this beautiful, beautiful platform.
And you know, when I tend to talk to them, like, give them a big thanks, they shy away. Oh, Lenny, don't. It's incredible the great work they're doing and the team right here on Luton Urban Radio. Big shout to Big Man himself, trainer, the godfather.
Yes.
And Luton Urban Radio is working in conjunction with the community.
Absolutely.
Conjunction, even with you logged in now.
Yes.
If you have a forthcoming event or a business you'd like to promote, this is your platform. Let us know and we'll put you through the proper channels and you'll be right here. Please go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. And you know, I always call him Dr. Trevor Adams, the leader of the community.
Of course, we can't forget him.
He calls himself the servant of the community.
Absolutely, but Mr.
Adams. Whatever
it
is, that's what Luton Urban Radio is about. Mm-hmm. It's about the community, and that's why I'm here. My name is Chidi Umano, and I'm the partnership and engagement manager for the Over 50s Black Men Forum. The name says it all. Were set up in 2018 specifically to address men's physical health, mental resilience, and a community set up for older black men here in the UK. That's our primary goal, to reach out to those men, especially those in isolation and loneliness.
We found that in our discussions, in conversations with different people, many of our black men or in the community tend to feel a taboo, shy away. They don't want to talk about illnesses or issues that could be affecting them mentally, family issues. And so to have this organization, it's reaching out to these individuals.
Absolutely. You know, I have lived in experiences. I have very close friends who just stay on themselves. And you know why? The society says, hey, you're a macho man, you're a black man, you can't cry, you can't do this, you know, you have to be strong. But you know what? People, a lot of us are suffering in silence.
In silence, yeah.
Massively. And you know when? Every Wednesday, as an example, just one example, at Stockingston Road, at the Luton Bowling Club, on Wednesday evenings, I look forward to 6:30 in the evening till 9 o'clock. And you know what? Seeing men open up.
Right.
You know, people say men don't talk, but they don't talk because they're not in the right environment.
I see. Okay. So this is created especially for the men. So it's every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday evening, yes.
Okay. We'll give up more information on that.
Yes.
Now, of course, we're going to talk about the whole issues, everything to do with the Over 50 Black Men Forum and the survey and the report and the great things that are happening in the community. But, you know, when I spoke to you today earlier on preparing the show, I said to you, what would be an opening track for this particular show?
Yes,
quite fitting. A lovely day, eh?
Absolutely, go for it.
of it.
You know, every day is a lovely day, Lenny. Every day is a beautiful day, just being alive. You know, I've just been to funeral upon funeral upon funeral. Being alive is a lovely day. We don't have any problems, you know. We have what I call first world problems. You know,
do we appreciate or take in consideration the importance? You wake up, some of us, if you've got family or friends or relatives back home, and just to say a big thank you to the Almighty up there, because you don't know what the day is going to be about.
Oh, I don't even know what the next minute is going to be about, Lenny. I could just go down there. You know, the doctor tells you, hey, you look very fit, you're strong. You go down there, you have a heart attack. You know, we've got about 6 billion veins in our bodies. Nobody knows how they work. So, yeah, absolutely super grateful every time. And that's why I chose this track. It's always a lovely day.
Day, should I say, a very good morning to families, members, wherever you are locked in. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Saturday Live, Lenny T, with my very special guest, Chidi, right here. Now, talking about is your particular role, which is a partnership and engagement manager, especially with this forum, thank you for giving us clarity. The Over 50s Black Men Forum was set up back in 2018 to represent over 3,000 over 50s black men.
300,000.
Yes. Now, living in the UK. Yes. Now, how about those who are 48 or 49 getting there? Do they
You know
qualify?
What? We actually tell them you should be getting set. So, from 45 years, we... Please knock on our door.
That's right.
Go to 05bmforum.org.uk, register there, and we'll keep in touch with you. Please. Absolutely.
You've met a lot of great people. You're working within the community. So much great things happened. The setting up of this forum is obviously opening the doors for those who are listening, who may say, hey, there's a place I can go, engage, learn about health, talk, and open up with other men.
Absolutely.
Tell us, I know you gave us a symptom earlier, the importance of that, especially for black men in this country right now, or worldwide.
So just to kind of answer your question, when we did our survey, we interviewed over 500 black men. We have over 1,000 members. And we got a feedback from about 300 people. One of the key things we realized was over 50% said they do not have any form of mental support. So you have people depressed, people feeling suicidal. We know, for example, in the UK, 11 men commit suicide every single day. 11 men, that's reported cases. How about those that haven't been reported? How about those undergoing suicidal attempts, those who are depressed? So that's why we created this. Now, one of the things we do every month, every 6 weeks, we do mental health workshops. We bring in people, men, sit down together. We bring in experts. They give us exercises. And you know what? The last one we did, some of the feedback was 2.5 hours is not enough.
Wow. Okay.
That gives you an example.
Yeah.
2.5, because men want to talk.
I noticed when you're saying that, you're really looking at me, and I'm thinking to myself, there you are looking fine, a figure of a man. So I too, Lenny T, need to join this particular club.
Absolutely. You know, whenever I look at you, Lenny, I'm saying, this is our target audience. You're black.
I love that.
You're black. You know, you just got a little bit flesh.
A little bit.
We need you at the table tennis.
I'm putting my name down. I definitely want to be part of
it. You must be part of it. Yeah, thank you.
So the exercise and the engagement for health, mind, wellness is good, is important for us, for men.
Absolutely. And you know what? You know, we've been doing some work with the Department of Work and Pension, DWP, and they're trying to say, okay, how can we help get our fellow black brothers back to work? Now, Lenny, if you're sick, are you thinking of work?
No.
If you're depressed, are you thinking of work?
No.
So we've come up with this thing, what we call the BMI, strong body, strong mind, and strong income. Wow. In that order, first of all, let's get us engaged. So when you see people who have been depressed, and I have a few of them, they come in, they start playing table tennis every Wednesday, they are sweating out, they are stressed, they are feeling jobly, all of a sudden they open up and start talking. Their mental maturity increases, they become more mentally resilient. And you tell them, hey, what are you doing? They say, well, I have no job. where you can start applying for job. And that's when they can now start applying for job. We did a focus group across three places in Hounslow, Housden, and that's what we found. Our people are down and they need to be lifted up first. And the only way we've seen is through physical activities.
It's a beautiful forum to be part of. It's a wonderful description of what can be seen and the, you know, the results of just getting together. You know, we said earlier on that black men, we don't talk much. We hold a lot of things. And then if we do, sometimes we maybe say wrong things because of anger, frustration, and depression. But these are things that are now we're beginning to realize and to find that they do affect our mental well-being. So I love the strategy, the way you've gone, getting men together, getting all the experts coming through, and then the ending result is to build a much more unified and stronger men
community,
forum,
community. Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to touch on the general health. First of all, we're the only organization in the UK, black, white, pink, that I know of, that has a holistic approach to health. What do I mean by that? We provide general health, physical health, and mental health. So if you look at prostate cancer, for example, they are just dealing with that part. You look at mind, they deal with just mental. We are a very holistic organization. So on the general health, because you talked about brotherhood, one of the things we do is we bring in black doctors on Zoom, online. People can dial in and ask any question.
And the significance of a black doctor is?
Is, absolutely. They smell like me. They feel like me.
They understand it.
They understand me. They are culturally sensitive to where I come from. Whether I'm from Jamaica, from the islands, from wherever I'm from. They understand that. So we bring in those black doctors. And you know what? We started with 8 people back in about 2019. Today, actually, on Valentine's Eve, we had 65 men on the call.
I can understand Valentine's 65 Eve.
So
I'll be 66 men on Valentine night.
I thought people were trying to avoid their misses and their partners. But you know what? We did another one on the 17th of April. We had over 90 people.
Wonderful.
From 45 minutes when we started, the last one, we were about 3 hours into the show.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing.
So you ask any questions. And free of charge.
And the way you've approached it is a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
It's understanding, because some of us get disheartened. We can go in, you can take our details, talk.
Thank you. I come home
and I may find when I'm not getting the impact.
Absolutely.
But yours is an ongoing, come again. We've got sessions happening, table tennis. We've got sessions of getting together. Men, just being men and being happy.
Being happy.
And it's a wonderful, I say my family, I'm surrounded by a beautiful family with women. So this is the only 2-hour opportunity I get away from home to come and express
yourself.
Then I'll say to them, did you listen? No, we hear you every day, Dad. So I'm going, okay, I've had my 2-hour session. I'm free. We're going to take a little break. Before we do that, young man, we're going to come back and find out the feedback, how people can find out more about Black Forum and why it's set up and the significance that our brothers, our sisters, our husbands, our partners should be part of that. And of course, women do play a particular role in supporting
100%,
us.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need the women.
Listen, welcome to the forum. Welcome to Saturday Live. Myself, Lenny T, with the great man himself, Chidi, of course. I've got to say, the introduction of the man is Partnership and Engagement Manager, of course, for the over 50s.